Logitech has done some great work with the Humble Computer Mouse in recent times. Well, significant enough to pull me away from the Microsoft mouse I'd been using for about 5 years. But now Logitech is taking keyboards to the next level. On the line to talk about the latest in keyboard technology from Logitech is Damien Lepore, the Managing Director of Logitech in Australia and New Zealand. G'day, Damien.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Pretty excited about this. Tell me, what is the headline on the new Craft keyboard?
Yeah, look, we're quite excited to bring out this new precision keyboard. So I guess the main points around this product is that it's obviously, the first thing you'll notice, it's a very premium finished product. Mm. But the key points around it is bringing precision keyboard accuracy, you know, improving on efficiency, and also the appeal as well as the multi-device and multi-OS connectivity. So each of those segments have really standout abilities that have been really put into this product, and that's what we're excited about.
Okay, we'll dig into the functions a little bit in a second, but is this Craft keyboard targeted to a certain type of user?
Yeah, it is. It is more of a creative end of product, so it's traditionally targeted with people that will do creative work towards, whether it's utilizing Adobe product lines, also doing some photo adjustments and interactions. But again, it is the ability that it can be used in multiple platforms. But again, as I said, there are some additional Photoshop capabilities built into it so that people can really start to build efficiency and adjustments across these platforms.
And is this all around this new smart dial that's built into the keyboard? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's probably the first thing that people would see is the crown that we put into the product. And it's basically an aluminium dial that becomes, a contextual tool. And what it does is it allows you to make adjustments software dependent. So an example is that, you can edit images in Photoshop instantly once you're in that image and inside Photoshop, or you would then switch to, let's say, PowerPoint. And you're able to adjust charts, text sizes, colors with just the turn of a knob. So it's quite intuitive. And again, it links with the software that you're using at that point in time.
And can you customize the functions of that dial for particular pieces of software then?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's the key behind it. So we have some generic setups, but then obviously you can go in and customize the dial to perform different things. And it can be as simple as adjusting volume in your, on your notebook or your PC, through to the creative and the input opportunities that we just discussed.
So, I mean, you talk about some great benefits there for Adobe users, especially around programs like Photoshop, but also sort of the everyday programs for others like Excel and Word. There's definitely some usage for those users as well, right?
100%. And again, it can be used with PowerPoint, as we said. So when you do, for example, set up as simple as a front page of your PowerPoint template with just the wording, you can adjust the size of the wording, the font of the wording, and literally what you're doing is turning the dial and it will just rotate through the sequences of options that are built into the program platform itself. So it's an amazing input device that allows you to really bring efficiency when you're creating these sort of templates or these sort of applications.
Okay, what about ergonomics? I mean, we've got some great features in there, but are ergonomics still an important part of keyboard design?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we're always building in. It's ergonomics as well as innovation. So it's got a metal finish, which is what people would notice straight away. It also has the smart assistive illumination. So, you move your fingers over the top, the keyboard will illuminate. And then it also has the soft touch keys. So it's a very premium style product, offering all of the available options from a standard keyboard, as well as then utilizing the crown, as well as connectivity. So, you can do the traditional things with utilizing our unifying software. So you can use one receiver to use the keyboard as well as the mouse. You can connect up to three devices through the Bluetooth smart system. And again, it also has Flow, which is the technology that allows you to switch from one device to another device.
That was going to be my next question, because I do enjoy that Flow technology in your mice. So just like with those computer mice, I can use the Craft keyboard across multiple computers, switching between up to three, was it?
Flow will allow you to switch between two devices. The connected three device availability is when you're utilizing Bluetooth. So you can have there'll be like a number 1, 2, and 3, and you can switch the keyboard. So you can Bluetooth to your phone, to your tablet, and then to your PC, and you just flick the switch, and it'll allow you to instantly switch between those devices.
Okay, so when does the Craft keyboard land here? Where do we go to get one, and how much are they going to cost?
It's going to be available in our major retailers in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Pricing is still yet to be confirmed, but it will be available soon, and we'll start to really launch a marketing campaign and social campaign around that.
Excellent. And do you have details already on the Logitech website, or are they still coming?
You can go to our Logitech website and see the information around the product. There's live videos as well that allow you to understand the concept of how the actual dial works, which is one of the single biggest focus points of this product.
Great. So hit up the Logitech website and search for the Craft keyboard. Damien, thanks very much for spending some time on Tech Daily again.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, Andy.